The sign of Scorpio, October 22nd through November 20th. An intensely brooding mood envelops us as we creep into the transformative sign of Scorpio, the Scorpion. This extremely passionate soul expresses determination in a way unrivaled by the rest of the zodiac. With achievement-driven clarity, this sun sign will not let anyone get in their way of what they wish to achieve or desire. The key phrase, "I desire," illuminates what thrusts this intelligent creature forward in life with orgasmic bursts. With a goal set in motion, the Scorpion will use all of its feminine yin polarity force to manifest that which it passionately wishes to create. As a water sign of the deepest earthly proportions, the emotional power that the Scorpion exudes will quickly reveal the intensity of expression that is so commonly associated with this dark and hidden zodiac sign. The colors of red and black are the characteristic shades that this crustacean symbol enjoys, the red hue symbolizing the hottest of passions, and the light absorbent color black representing transformation and fundamental change or death. The true meaning of the word death, metaphysically speaking, is change, not an end. For in reality, nothing ends. Things only change form after their death throes. Once again, the death symbol is evidenced by this sign's ruling sphere of consciousness, the planet Pluto. In the ancient Roman myth, Pluto was god of the underworld, also known as Hades in the Greek tradition. Scorpio is that energy which reveals the darkest and most hidden aspects of the self, literally those held in a state of hell. The Scorpion resting under the rock symbolizes this underworld secretive approach to life that this type of soul wishes to experience in order to bring great change to the world. It is a sensitive, feeling-oriented person who puts up a very hard exoskeleton or wall of protection to preserve the soft inner flesh. The defensive pincers and stinger symbols protect powerfully this hidden agenda. The death of leaves in the autumn and the sudden, swift, uncompromising swing of the scythe show us the unavoidable change that Scorpio brings. The holiday of Halloween, with its deep red blood dripping and black witch's hat, starts off this sign with the appropriate images of skeletal death, too. For the person born under this placement is not afraid to delve into the darkest of human experience. Being in position right after the sign of Libra, who cares not for the uglier elements in life, Scorpio says, "No, we cannot avoid the truth and the inevitable." The sign of Scorpio transits the last week of October, as well as the first 3 weeks of November, also known for the harvest period and therefore associated with finality of all kinds. The transformative sign of Scorpio too positions itself fixedly during the annual season of fundamental change. For with this fixed sign, the inevitable and end time cannot be compromised and is never negotiable. Such famous historical transformers as Martin Luther, November 10th, 1483, as well as a famous ancestor of mine personally, American frontiersman Daniel Boone, November 2nd, 1734, were both born during this month, which demands permanent change. Boone just happens to be my great-great-great-great-grandfather, of whom I am very proud. He clearly transformed the frontier and helped with the liberation of this country from domination by the British, therefore bringing great change to all who reside here. Most Scorpions do not know that the other symbol associated with this sign is that of the eagle. The eagle represents clarity of vision, an innate ability of this zodiac sign to see any situation for what it is in truth. And the Scorpion hesitates not to sting the person who may be in denial of the hidden and darker aspects of the situation. A Scorpio will not have much patience for ignorance or denial because the facts about the situation are just so obvious and clear to them. Because of this sign's emotional intolerance for stupidity and avoidance, an unsuspecting person may soon realize the point of the Scorpion's sting. Which brings to the forefront the main point to project here. With all this powerful, passionate demand on the self to achieve, the Scorpio is known for being too harsh to the self if things they desire are not fulfilled. Most Scorpio souls in past incarnations, when achievement and success had not been actualized, behaved or acted in a way that was self-destructive, possibly even through the act of suicide. So there's often mindful intention in the current incarnated individual to not go down that path this lifetime. However, the soul pattern of hating the self for failure is often still present and needs governing. In fact, a Scorpio can test themselves to see if that negative trait is currently present by asking the simple question, do I frequently use the word hate when I describe my reaction to those things in life that bring discomfort? If the answer is yes, then the person now knows that calming down the emotional response to resistance in life is their next focused task to evolve their soul. To do that, they need to remove the word hate from their vocabulary. For if one hates at all, one will ultimately wish to destroy, instead of love and forgive oneself when a specific goal is not achieved. To further illustrate this common self-destructive nature of a Scorpio, there is a scene in the movie Crying Game, which shares the tale of the frog and the scorpion. In the story, a frog and a scorpion are sitting at the side of a river. The scorpion asks the frog if he can ride piggyback to cross the river, since the frog can swim and he cannot. The scorpion promises to not sting the frog when the reptile at first appears hesitant to do so for obvious reasons. However, with insistence from the scorpion that he will be safe, the frog decides to trust him, and they both head out to cross the river together. Halfway across, though, the scorpion, who gets fearful of drowning, suddenly stings the frog, causing them both to begin their descent into a watery grave. The frog shouts, "Why did you sting me when you promised you wouldn't? Now both of us are doomed." The scorpion, with his last gulp of air, states quietly, "I could not help myself. It is my nature." The moral to the story suggests that when swimming with a scorpion, one needs to be aware that their self-defensive tendency can at times cause collateral damage. The part of the body governed by this sign is the genital area. The libido in Scorpios is quite developed. Their ability to rejuvenate and regenerate as well gives them enormous amount of sexual energy. That is why there is always a knowing smile and slight giggle in response when one is told by someone that they are a Scorpio. For this sign's reputation for being a horny devil often precedes them. Generally speaking, today's societal mores judge negatively someone with a powerful sexual appetite, instead of understanding that these people merely have developed more their aspect of Eros, and to such a high degree as to rival common cultural behavior patterns. There is no judgment from above about high levels of expression of Eros. However, it is encouraged from spirit that these powers and abilities be governed rightfully, without destructive acts towards the self or others. Due to the fact that a Scorpio knows full well these societal pressures, they usually develop a secreted aspect of themselves in order to hide this intense, passionate nature. Again, the scorpion, hidden under the rock and in pitch-black darkness, symbolizes this need to stay away from broad daylight, revealing to all their erotic tendencies. As to health issues, the black color, so associated with this sign, is a negative polarity shade, needing positive polarity light to fill it. Therefore, a Scorpio during the winter months, when there is less natural light, often needs artificial full-spectrum lighting to offset a depressive mood brought on by their darkest of thinking. Fiercely independent people, Scorpios are very happily situated alone. However, if they have coupled, almost no other sign is as possessive or jealous if that relationship is threatened. Wishing to be in control or possess others can be a negative tendency of this sign, and as a result, more than likely, the relationship's inevitable undoing. Once clamped on to control, the pincer sometimes won't let go until the prey has been unfortunately stung to death. So creative in their approach to all things, the Scorpio water sign takes any task at hand to clever mind and passionate heart in order to transform it to a new and better form. This intense sun sign must learn, though, to soften its response to failure, for no one achieves everything all the time. However, when one is propelled in life as passionately as the Scorpio, it is one's most important life lesson and challenge to learn to say, "Okay, so I didn't succeed this time, but I will try again until I get it right, and I will love myself in the process as I travel along my way." End transmission.